Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And as we usually do during the summer months, we put together, lump together, July and August for our show openings, because for so many years, there weren't many shows opening in the middle of summer. In fact, most shows were closed. They would actually summer. They would go to some lovely retreat in a mountain area and play, or literally close down, leaving their actors without any work and having to scramble for other jobs for the summer. But here, we have songs from the shows of July and August.
And we are going to start with one of the big box office winners, Jerry Herman's La Cage aux Folles, which opened at the Palace Theater on August 21st, 1983, and played for 1,761 performances, and it's been back in revival once since then. Since this is the first song on the program, we're going to start with that show's opening number. There's an orchestral prelude, and then the entire company is going to introduce them, and they are the performers at a Riviera nightclub called La Cage aux Folles. The song they sing by Jerry Herman is We Are What We Are.
Of Saint-Tropez, the envy of the cabaret world, the jewel of the Riviera, only champagne from now to the finale. Monsieur Dan, I beg you, open your eyes. You have arrived at La Cage aux Folles. Thank you.
You heard The Prelude and We Are What We Are, sung by the company of the Broadway original cast from 1983 of Jerry Herman's La Cage aux Folles. And if you're a current Broadway goer, I wanted you to know that La Cage aux Folles was the first musical to charge $47.50 for an orchestra seat. And now I don't think there are many musicals where you can buy last row seats for $47.50. When I started going, my first last row seat cost $1.85.
Well, I think the top for Hamilton now is $1,800. And they said they raised the prices so they could defeat the scalpers. They're still charging up to $5,000, so I just don't understand that. But let's go to the second oldest show on today's program, and that's a show called Marinka. It opened on the 18th of July in 1945 at the Winter Garden Theater. Very popular show. It ran for 165 performances and actually transferred to the Ethel Barrymore Theater in October of that year. We, for years, did not have anything from this, and finally we got bonus material on a CD that came from the Sepia label, which featured the fabulous Hildegard. And we have two songs which we can now play in repertory. So you get the second song this year from Marinka. This song is entitled The Cab Song, and here's the wonderful Hildegard.
Softly the night wind, warm wind and light wind, sings of romance with such appeal. Handsome hussars out, put their cigars out, reach for a peppermint pastille. Sweethearts kiss, the hour has come, cabs are at a premium. Tender the laughter following after every turning wheel. I know where there's a cab we could catch, gray horse and little cushions to match. We have bright new covers made from cretonne, and the jump seat's nice to put your feet on. Lie back, oh how relaxing it feels. Lie back, it's like a diving on wheels. Perfect follow-upper to a champagne supper is to stop and to hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cab. Little cushions to match, where your words of love will not embarrass, for the horse worked several years in Paris. We'll ride around the ring and the park. We'll sing until we waken the lark. As the dawn grows rosy, you'll be oh so cozy. You stop and you hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cab. Whoa, Nellie, whoa.
From the 1945 musical Marinka, that was The Cab Song performed by Hildegard.
We're going now to Irving Berlin's second soldier musical. He wrote one in each World War. For World War I, it was Yip Yip Yap Hank. For World War II, it's This Is the Army, which opened on July 4th, 1942 at the Broadway Theater and played for 113 performances and then went immediately on tour, entertaining the troops during World War II. From the original cast recording of that show, and the original cast included Mario Lanza, we're going to hear Private Stuart Churchill and the Soldier Octet sing a song called I'm getting tired so I can sleep.
Out on a hike all day, dear, part of the army grind. Weary and long the way, dear, but really I don't mind. I'm getting tired so I can sleep. I want to sleep so I can dream. I want to dream so I can be with you. I've got your picture by my bed. 'Twill soon be placed beneath my head to keep me company the whole night. And look for me, for I'll be dreaming,
dreaming, dreaming, dreaming of you the whole night through. For a little while, whatever befalls, I will see you smile.
And look for me, for I'll be dreaming, dreaming, dreaming,
from the original cast of This Is the Army by Irving Berlin, you heard Private Stuart Churchill and the Soldier Octet sing I'm Getting Tired So I Can Sleep.
We'll stay with Irving Berlin and jump 7 years to the opening of Miss Liberty at the Imperial Theater, and that opened on July 15th in 1949. It was very popular and ran for 308 performances, and sort of told the story about the Statue of Liberty's creation and had Eddie Albert chasing the supposed model for the Statue of Liberty all around Paris. Well, more or less. We have Mary McCarty, who was not that model, but we have a number that she sang in the show called Homework.
I'm so tired of working in an office, and it's making me blue. There is work that don't require an office that I'm anxious to do. Homework. I wanna do homework instead of an office. I wanna work home, staying at home and crocheting and meekly obeying the guy who comes home. A cozy kitchen to be in there pitching is the thing I'm longing to do. They're learning when a steak needs turning and just what goes into a stew. Homework. I wanna do homework. a genius who sits and plans with pots and pans at home. A genius who bakes a pie that keeps a guy at home. Homework, I wanna do homework instead of an office. I wanna work home, patching his trousers and matching the part that keeps scratching. The guy who comes home, a table wiper who can change a diaper, is the thing I'd like to be best. And be the master of a mustard plaster when the coal goes down to his chest. Homework, I wanna do homework. A genius who does her part so he don't start to roam. A genius who earns her keep that makes him sleep.
From Irving Berlin's Miss Liberty, that was Mary McCarty with Homework.
We're going now to a musical that started on the West Coast, where it was a big hit, and then moved to Broadway. It's called Song of Norway, and it opened on August 21st, 1944, at the Imperial Theater, where it ran for 860 performances. Wright and Forrest took the music of Edvard Grieg and turned it into Broadway songs. We've used the original cast recording so many times since we began this program almost 34 years ago that we are very happy to find a better sounding recording. And this was done in England, and it's a two CD set that features the entire score. And from that recording, we have the Ambrosian Chorus to sing one of the more popular numbers from Song of Norway, Freddy and His Fiddle.
Thank you.
from a complete recording of Song of Norway, the Ambrosian Chorus sang Freddie and His Fiddle.
We've talked a great deal over the years about Two on the Isle, the musical review by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green that featured Burt Lahr and Dolores Gray and the battles that went on off the stage. And we've always focused on their numbers, so we thought, for a change, we're going to play another song that came from this review that opened on the 19th of July, 1951, and ran surprisingly for 276 performances without the leads killing each other. We're going to go to Catherine Milroy and Fred Bryan to sing Everlasting. From Two on the Isle, that was Catherine Milroy and Fred Bryan with Everlasting.
Frank Lesser's musical Guys and Dolls has had several revivals on Broadway, and one of them opened on July 21, 1976, at the Broadway Theater and played for 239 performances. It featured an all-African-American cast and some interesting orchestral arrangements of the Frank Lesser tunes. From that original cast recording, we're going to hear Norma Donaldson and the Girls' Chorus sing Take Back Your Mink.
He bought me the fur thing 5 winters ago, and the gown the following fall. Then the necklace, the bag, the shoes, and the hat. That was last Christmas Eve, I recall. Then last night in his apartment, he tried to remove them all. And I said, as I ran down the hall, your pearls. What made you think that I was one of those girls? Take back the gown, the shoes, and the hat. I may be down, but I'm not flat as all that. I thought that each expensive gift you'd arrange was a token of your esteem. Now when I think of what you want in exchange, it all seems a horrible dream. So take back your meat to from whence it came and go put it in more bowls for some other day.
From the 1976 revival cast recording of Guys and Dolls, Norma Donaldson and the Girls Chorus sang Take Back Your Mink.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs from the shows of July and August on The Dress Circle. We'll turn now to one of the big winners of July and August, and that's Hairspray, which opened on August 15th, 2006 at the Neil Simon Theater, and would go on to run for 2,642 performances, winning 9 out of the 12 Tony Awards for which it was nominated, including Best Musical. Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman did the score, and here's one of the up-tempo numbers, Without Love. And if you're a fan of Glee, you'll hear Matthew Morrison, and he's joined by Marissa Janet Winokur, Corey Reynolds, Carrie Butler, and the company.
Psst, Penny, what happened?
My mother's punishing me for going to jail without permission.
Well, I've come to rescue the fair maiden from her tower.
Oh, seaweed.
Tracy, you look beautiful behind bars.
It must be the low-watt institutional lighting.
Tracy, they can keep us from kissing, but they can't stop us from singing. Once I was a selfish fool who never understood. I never looked inside myself. Though on the outside, I looked good. Then we met and you made me the man I am today. Tracy, I'm in love with you, no matter what you weigh. Cause without love, life is like the seasons with no summer. Without love, life is rock and roll without a drummer. Tracy, I'll be yours forever. Cause I never wanna be without love. Set me free, Tracy. No, no, no.
Once I was a simple girl, then stardom came to me. But I was still a nothing, though a thousand fans may disagree. Fame was just a prison, signing autographs aboard. I didn't have a clue till you came banging on my door. That without love, life is like my dad without his promo.
White as winter snow.
In my ivory tower, life was just a hostess snack.
But now I taste your chocolate and I'm never going back.
Cause without love,
life is like a beat that you can't follow.
Darling, I'll be yours forever.
Cause I never wanna be
Hairspray. You heard Matthew Morris and Marissa Janet Winokur, Corey Reynolds, Carrie Butler, and the Company with the Jail song, Without Love.
Carrie Butler was one of the leads in our next show, too. This is Xanadu on Broadway, and it has a score by Jeff Lynne and Jeff Farrar. And it opened at the Helen Hayes Theater on July 10th, 2007, where it played for 512 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Cheyenne Jackson and the Company with a song called All Over the World.
A 1, 2, 3, 4!
Cheyenne Jackson and the Company of Xanadu on Broadway presented All Over the World.
On July 11, 1982, the stage version of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers came to New York after a tour that was fairly successful around the country. But it wasn't successful in New York. It ran for only 5 performances. People just didn't want to go to see to compare with the movie, which was so well-loved. Apparently, Howard Keel toured with the Company when it was out in the provinces, but he didn't come into New York. Perhaps he knew something they didn't. From the score of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, we're going to listen to a studio cast recording featuring the Master Singers. Here they are to sing Spring, Spring, Spring.
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. My nature's lyrical with a yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring. All the handfolk are hatching.
assured the survival of his brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, their old baby searing. Spring, spring, spring. It's a beehive, a budding sun, and dawn alive. Every family has plans in view.
Even down in the brook, the under one alive is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet piece of spring days is on. And even birds of a feather show their clothes up together. Sun's getting shinery, the spotlight of finery. Spring, spring, spring. In his eyrie, the eagle with his eagle eye gazes down across his eagle beak.
And a face in his lady with the eagle eye. Suppose
we fix
the date this week.
Yes, sir, spring discloses that it's all one supposes. It's a real bed of roses, wagging tails, rubbing noses. Each day is Mother's Day, the next is some other's day. Spring, spring, spring.
From Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, that was Spring, Spring, Spring.
Our next show is the winner for the July and August shows, and it's A Chorus Line, which opened on July 25th, 1975, and played for 6,137 performances. When it came time to issue a 40th anniversary original cast recording, things were added, and it was one of those bonus tracks that we're going to use on this program. Ed Klaben and Marvin Hamlisch are the creators of A Chorus Line, and we have one of their demo recordings, a recording used before the show was produced to interest backers. The gentlemen creators are going to sing, Sing.
My early years were really very simple. I wanted to be Fred Astaire. I could dance and I could act, but I had to face the fact that the other thing, it simply wasn't there. Mouthing to a record, I'm his double. Turn the record off, and I'm in trouble. See, I really couldn't,
sing,
I could never really,
sing,
what I couldn't do was,
sing.
I have trouble with a,
note,
it goes all around my,
friends,
it's a terrifying
thing.
See, I really couldn't hear which note was lower or was
fire.
Which is why I disappear if someone says, let's start a
fire.
I'm terrific at a
dance,
guys are coming in there,
dance,
I'm a birdie on the
wing.
But if I begin to,
chirp,
they say, who's the little
twerp,
going pong instead of
thing.
Oh, I know you're thinking, what a crazy
thing, darling.
But I really couldn't,
sing,
I could never really,
sing,
what I couldn't do was
la
la la
la
la la la
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stay out of the chorus, kid, you ain't got the goods.
Oh, to be singing round the campfire.
Go find another clearing in the woods.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
99 bottles off pitch.
Oh, a dear, a female dear.
I hated that son of a bitch. But what I lacked in pitch, I sure made up in
power.
And all my friends said I was perfect for the shower. I guess what they really meant was
Darling, never, never.
Sing.
You can never really.
Sing.
You must never ever.
Sing.
For whenever you
begin.
You are like a
violin
with a very broken
string.
When the rest of us go dong, you always.
I go ding.
And you really shouldn't.
Sing.
You must never ever.
Sing.
Darling, never ever.
Sing.
La, 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 la.
La, la. And when Christmas came and all my friends went
caroling,
they would never ever eat Mrs. Bangin's thing, Mrs. Tonsil's in her. It was so disheartening. See, I really couldn't.
Sing.
I could never really.
Sing.
What I couldn't do was sing.
Ed Klaben and Marvin Hamlisch sang their demo of a song from A Chorus Line called Sing. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
We'll turn to another one of the big winners for the month of August this time, and that was 42nd Street, which opened at the Winter Garden Theater on August 25th, 1980, and would go on to run for 3,486 performances. With music and lyrics by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, here is the original Dorothy Brock, a.k.a. Tammy Grimes, and the women's chorus to sing The Shadow Waltz.
Shadow! I can see them fall here and there, everywhere, silhouettes in blue, dancing in the dew. Here am I, where are you? In the shadows, let me come and sing to you. Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you. Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring to you. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's a song will be new. In the shadows, when I come and sing. In the shadows, when I come and sing. In the shadows, in the shadows, in the shadows.
We're going now to a show that started off Broadway and then moved off Broadway to the Orpheum Theater, and that was Little Shop of Horrors, which opened on July 27th, 1982, and ran for 2,209 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to hear Frank Luke sing Dentist.
When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I poisoned guppies, and when I was done, I'd find the pussycat bashing its head. That's when my mama said,
what did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
You'll be a dentist.
You'll have a talent for causing things pain.
Hey.
Son, be a dentist.
Son, be a dentist.
People will pay you to be inhumane.
Inhumane.
Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. Open wide, here I come. I am your dentist.
Goodness gracious.
And I enjoy the career that I picked.
Love it.
I am your dentist.
Duty braces.
And I get off on the pain I inflict.
Really love it.
When I start extracting those molars, you girls will be screaming like holy rollers.
Dentist.
Though it may cause my patients distress. Somewhere in heaven above me, I know that my mama's proud of me. Cause I'm a dentist and a success. Say ah.
Ah.
Say ah.
Ah.
And I'll spit.
Frank Luke, who played many parts in Little Shop of Horrors, sang Dentist.
We'll go back to 1917 for our last song from Leave It to Jane, which opened at the Longacre Theater on August 28th and ran for 167 performances, which was a hit at that point. Jerome Kern and P.G. Wodehouse wrote the score, and here's the Act One finale, including Crickets Are Calling, and from a studio cast, you'll hear Kathleen Murray, Art Matthews, and the company.
There's an omen of good luck right now.
What is?
A cricket. Can't you hear it? Must be right here on the terrace.
Oh, yes. Do you know what it's saying?
No. Do you?
It says, go on. Go on. Can't you hear it?
If ever doubts and fears are lurking in your mind, you can solve them all when the crickets call. If you'll only listen, they will give you very good advice you'll always find. So never wonder what to do. Just talk to what they say to you. Crickets are calling, you must obey. There's not gain by waiting, so what's the use of hesitating? Danger defying, I've done with delay. That's what they are trying to say.
Yes, now you call it to my notice, I can hear just that very thing when the crickets sing. For they tell a fella just to go ahead and do his best and have no fears. And if disaster should ensue, well, what's the odds? Suppose they do.
The crickets are calling, enjoy today.
Never mind what comes after, for youth was made for love and laughter.
I'm always crying,
be glad while you may.
That's what they are trying to say.
Go on, go on, go on. Trying to say.
One moment, everyone. Mr. Staples has a little announcement to make.
I have no speech to make. All I can say is that, well, I like it very much here at Atwater, and I've decided to stay and try to make the team.
Ted reminded me that this wasn't a studio cast, it was an off-Broadway recording, and it seemed to do fairly well in 1958. But that's it for us tonight with our openings of July and August, and we certainly hope you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Ott.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.